أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Now, yesterday we discussed the two attributive names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the first sentence, Al-Hay and Al-Qayyum. Al-Hay, the ever-living, meaning Allah was in existence from ever before and will remain in existence forever after. Allah is beyond death. Al-Qayyum, the maintainer, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to supplicate in his tahajjud dua, Anta qayyumu as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihin. You are the maintainer of the heavens and the earth and all that is within it. Meaning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only created the heavens and earth and whatever is within it, but Allah continues to look after everything in it and to sustain it. And we explained yesterday that these two attributive names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, together they form the Ismul A'zam, the great name of Allah. It's found in three verses of the Quran. Ayatul Kursi, the opening verses of Surah Al-Imran, and a verse of Surah Taha. And if you use the Ismul A'zam in your dua, it increases the chances of your dua being accepted. So, we should recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum oftenly as a dhikr. And we should also recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum in our dua. There's the famous dua taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. We call out unto Allah تبارك وتعالى saying, Oh Allah, take care of all of our affairs and don't leave us on our own even for the duration that it takes an eye to blink. Now we go on to the next sentence where Allah تبارك وتعالى says, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Now in the first sentence Allah says, الله لا إله إلا هو. Allah is that being besides whom there is none worthy of worship. الحي القيوم, the ever living, the maintainer. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither slumber nor sleep overcomes him. Now what's the difference between sinna and nom? Sinna, the scholars write, is a light form of sleep. Or it's that form of sleep that, you know, it's that condition just before you sleep. Like when we say when you're starting to catch 40 winks, when your eyes are starting to droop or to become half closed. So it's a state of drowsiness. And nom is actual sleep, deep sleep. Now, in the previous sentence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is indicating that He maintains the entire heavens and earth. But Allah is warning us, do not compare me to a human. Do not think that a human, when he does something, phenomenal, he gets tired after that. No, Allah doesn't get tired. Not that early form of sleep, sinna, not the actual sleep, nom. That is beyond Allah. Don't ever compare Allah to humans. Allah never sleeps. Allah never slept and Allah will never sleep. Allah is not similar to humans in any way. Allah is all the time aware. He never tires. He's not affected by any circumstances whatsoever. No matter what happens, sleep is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never do. Because Allah is totally free of all human needs. Because these human needs are defects, right? When you can't function and you have to sleep, that's a defect. That's a shortcoming. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never sleeps and it is not appropriate for him to sleep. This hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. Inna Allah la yanam. Allah does not sleep. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ. And it does not befit His Majesty that He sleeps. يَخْفِضُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَرْفَعُهُ. He lowers the scales and raises them. يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ النَّهَارِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ اللَّيْلِ. The deeds of the day are lifted in front of Him before the deeds of the night. وَعَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ. And the deeds of the night before the deeds of the day. حِجَابُهُ النُّورُ أَوِ النَّارُ. His veil is light of fire. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ. صُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِ مَنْتَهَا إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. If Allah were to remove that veil, the nur from the face of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the being of Allah, would burn whatever is within sight from the creation. So, that second sentence, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمُ. No form of slumber or sleep ever affects Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.